You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If something is gamified, basically if there's no fear of losing, a person will continue to restart as many times as they need to. And it's the number of times somebody tries that is the main key differentiator inside their life, like in trying to get a task done. It just blew my mind.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's Steve Larson. Welcome back to Sales Funnel Radio. I'm on a walk right now, and I'm thinking about the deep things of life. And I'm a huge fan of Mark Rober. If anyone knows how to put me in contact with Mark Rober, I'd be greatly appreciated. I think he is the man. I love his videos. He's like Mark Rober to me. Like, you guys may not know this about me, but I thought for a while about being a mechanical engineer. I thought for a while of doing finance. I thought for a while of doing supply chain. A programmer. Like, I'm good at details, you know, those are all detail careers, and really good at the systems and exactness. You know what I mean? Like this. So I've always had a mind for that stuff. I liked to build things a lot when I was even in high school, and we would build little structures and little, anyway. So I love Mark Rober because that's a dude who is using a very valuable skill set to show and showing how it can be used in other ways. Most people don't think about what he's like the problems. They all know their problems. We look at the problems that he's solving in his, you know, YouTube show. And it's like, yeah, no, that's totally a problem. But then he's like, watch how an engineer can fix it. I'm like, all right, baby Elon. anyway, I just really, really like him. And in fact, the only reason I haven't signed up for his monthly, like, here's how to be an engineer to solve problems class, like, I'm excited to take that. I like building things, and I got a pretty cool little wood shop in my garage. The only reason I haven't is because we're like moving and we're putting, like, you know, I had like a challenge, a live event, and something else in the same month. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was too much stuff going on. So I was like, I can't commit to this, so I'm not going to start it. But anyway, that's enough about Mark Rober. I wasn't planning on that. The point, though, is that I watched this really powerful episode of him, and I really want you guys to hear this. And I wish I could look up the name of the video. You can go find it. But basically what he did was, it was I believe a TED talk that he was giving. And it was a TED talk for Mark Rober about the power of Mario. And it wasn't about specifically, obviously, you know, Mario the game, but it's obviously a hook for a video. When you watch the video, you'll see in there that what he's talking about is an experiment that they did trying to figure out how many times somebody would try something before they give up. And so this was a simulation where they wanted to teach any participants standard coding, like really easy coding or programming, super easy programming. And so what it was a platform that they created. It was very simple. And someone, you know, they would have this person try to program some like little character to move, or I can't remember what it was exactly. And they got these results, and they looked to see how many times the person would attempt before failing or giving up. As soon as the person gave up, right, what they were tracking was how many times the person would start over to try to learn how to program. And they have this really interesting sequence and this way to make this happen. This is just, oh, this is so genius, guys. I hope I'm doing a good job explaining the video. If not, y'all should watch it anyway. what's up, Pooch? Oh, no, the doggy. All right, while that dog was barking, I looked up the name of the video. It's called The Super Mario Effect. If you look up that video, The Super Mario Effect, Mark Roberts TED Talk, this just blew my mind. I absolutely love this. What they basically were able to prove is, let me tell you what they did next. So first they had this huge sample size of people who were basically trying to program. And what they were supposed to be programming was a very specific sequence of keys or actions that would happen. Then what they did is they decided to take a second group and take the very same sequence that the first group was supposed to be programming and turn it into a game. The way you won the game was by doing the sequence. And I can't remember exactly what the stat was on it, but a person, if something is gamified, right, basically if there's no fear of losing, a person will continue to restart as many times as they need to. And it's the number of times somebody tries that is the main key differentiator inside their life, like in trying to get a task done. It just blew my mind. And so it made me think about all the things that you and I are trying to do right now. Like, I really hope that Sales Funnel Radio has gotten you to just try again. Apparently, it's one of the main key ways to get success, just getting back up to the plate. I mean, look how many times I had to go through failures for just freaking years before one would actually take off, you know? And so that's half the game. It's like just stepping back up the plate, trying again, just getting back up and going for it again, giving it back up and going for it again. And the Super Mario effect, the way they showed, please go watch the video because I know that I'm not talking about it. I should have watched it again. It's been years since I've seen it. But that experiment popped into my head because it was the number of times you get up is what matters. And by turning it into a little bit of a game, the person goes farther also and tries more as well. And that's one of the reasons why somebody can continue to get back up to bat. So I just want you to think about that. Like, in life and what you're doing, I bring that up realizing that get back up, keep trying, right? And somehow gamify, right? Hit that goal somehow. And you'll be the same sequence required versus the person who just tries to just sheer will it. I feel like the people who just try to sheer will it the whole way are the ones who try to learn everything before starting. Trying to learn everything for every possible scenario you can conceive of on your business journey is, it's like trying to drink the ocean because you're thirsty. It's like you are way past the point. That's a good analogy. You are way past the point of what you actually need to have in order to move forward, right? Way past. I think that's the best way to keep fooling yourselves. Just, well, I got to read another book. Well, I got to go through another course. Well, I need another thing. Well, I need someone else. Like, if you sit back and you ask yourself what your actual next step is, my guess is most people know. Unless you truly are new, then yeah, go through the immersion phase. But once you've gone through the immersion phase, it's like, stop learning for just the random stuff. I don't do that. Right? I go deep on my silos and I learn for the problem in front of me. And then I'll return to an immersion phase once I feel like I really don't have any more answers. But I've gone years in between immersion phases. And so, I mean, too often it's like, well, I got to give every CEO reads a book a week. That's garbage. Okay. You're an entrepreneur. A CEO is somebody who has teams and systems and processes and reports, right? The business side of the business. Like 99% of us are not CEOs. Not the actual traditional sense. I'm not trying to like slam anyone for that, but you see what I'm saying? Like an entrepreneur is not a CEO. They're totally different things. So stop putting the expectation to learn everything 24/7 in order to move forward. You learn for the problem in front of you. What are you trying? Make a plan, figure out what you understand and what you don't, learn those things. And man, you shortcut a lot of time. I remember one day when I realized I had to just put my books down, which was really hard for me because I failed so much in school. I got kicked out of my first semester of college. I had to go through 4 years. I had to wait 4 years to go back to school. In that time, I learned how to learn. And so I learned how to learn and I ended up getting almost straight A's. I ended with a 3.85 at the end of college. And so to stop learning and realizing that my education would continue, but just not in books. It would continue by application. That was a hard thing for me because it was one of my life's feats in general, or life's triumphs, I should say. So that was hard. And to let...
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, "Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off?" And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, "What do you mean?" He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
The path be my professor now. You know what I'm saying? Instead of the books, because you'll learn too much. So anyway, I think education, I'm getting back to the Mark Rober thing, all right? Remember that with that, like, it's getting back up to the plate. It's getting back up and just swinging again. The number of times you will truly attempt. One of the ways you do that is by gamifying. Another way is by realizing that you probably know enough for your next step right now. If you don't, then learn just for that. Don't go try to learn other stuff as well. I go so far with this that I will often, like, I'll pick up the book that teaches it, but I don't read the book. I just look for the answer. And I'm like, it's probably in this chapter. And then I just skim. Oh, here it is. Oh, there's the formula. There's the backing story. There's the proof. Bam, let's go. Right? And I'm not reading the whole thing usually. Now, as I have practiced becoming more of a traditional CEO, which I am having a tough time with, I'm a creator, guys. I am not a manager. I know me. I am a builder, which requires really, really strong managers to keep up with. But I will say, though, that I'm actually much more systems-oriented than most entrepreneurs. I draw out all our processes and painstaking flowcharts. Anyway. Too many sidebars. Just be careful of learning too much, or I should say overlearning, right? Learn to the extent that it takes to answer the problem. Don't learn like you got to write a college dissertation on it because you're not, right? Learn to just the issue, learn to the problem, learn to answer the thing. So, which means before you begin learning, you must have clarity on the problem. If you don't have clarity on the problem, then yeah, you're just going to like sort of ship without a rudder. You're just going to spin like a top. I've done that too. Anyway, this wasn't meant to be like how to learn episode, but it's kind of turning into a little bit. My whole point in saying this was that I loved this video, and I think it's a great lesson for all of us. Getting back up to the plate as fast as humanly possible, right? To do the same sequence that someone else is doing, but like dragging their feet through drying cement, you know? Getting back up to the plate as fast as possible and not doing that, that's very much like... That's a formula of gamifying. That's a formula of making sure you know what problem you're trying to solve next. Right? That's a formula of trying to make sure that you only learn to the extent of the answer and then get straight back into action. You know, one of the coolest things, I'm a huge fan of the Hormozis. we're big fans of them. Yeah, we've done episodes and stuff like that about them, obviously, here. And so you guys know that about me. But I remember once Alex Hormozi and I were talking, and I can't remember how we got on the subject. I think we were just like DMing each other, you know? And I asked, because I started asking a few of my, like, the people that I observe and the people that I watch, peers and mentors. I started asking a lot of people, like, hey, are you learning the same way you used to? Because I started observing this whole pattern of myself. I was like, crap, I'm not really reading that many books anymore, but I'm still growing. I'm not going through that many courses, but I'm still growing. Like, interesting. And it was the style of my growth that was changing a lot. I'm still growing. It's just how I was growing that was shifting. And so I started asking friends about this question. Hey, what are you doing to keep growing? Are you nervous about being, you know, passed up if you're not constantly sharpening the saw by being on top of your craft and learning all, taking in all the information of the topic of the day? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's something amazing to that, and the immersion phase is wonderful, but after a while, it is the reason people don't succeed, right? Anyway, so I think I was texting Alex Hormozi about this, and I was like, hey, like, do you learn like this? And he goes, I said, because I feel like for a bit, it's the immersion phase, and then after that, it's, you're not really immersing anymore. You're actually more just learning from your work. It's like your work is your education, you know? And if it doesn't feel like that, it's one of the reasons I think people hate their jobs, you know, including entrepreneurs, right? You got to be growing somehow or it just gets so boring. And it's cool because he responded back and he said, absolutely. He said, I didn't read my first sales book till after I was over 100 million. And I was like, explain that. First off, I agree on just a general principle level, but I've never seen anybody do it quite to that extent. And he told me that it was interesting because he's like, I just solved the next problem. Like, whatever the things were that were in front of me, like, okay, you see that objection didn't work. Well, cool. You know, try something new. Oh, that didn't work. Cool. Try something new. Right. And you realize that entrepreneurs, what we really are, we find and we solve valuable problems for our product, but we also do it in the sales process, in the fulfillment, in the customer experience, in the funnel, obviously. Entrepreneurs find and solve valuable problems more than once. It's not just about the offer and doing it in one spot. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, you got to get comfortable with a brand new problem on your lap every single day. And it might be internal, might be external, meaning might be in the team, or it might be in your structures, or like, that's just what you do. You're a professional fire putter outer, while the marketer tends to be the official fire starter. Anyway, all right, guys. All right. And then once you get so many problems figured out, right, then you turn into a CEO after that. I went through a lot of topics on that episode. It was more of a stream of thought type of podcast. Hopefully that was all right. But get back up to the plate, keep swinging, learn to the extent you need to, gamify. One of the ways that I gamify, just so you know, is I'll set up, I call them cookies. A cookie is something that is like a little reward, you know? It's literally how, like, I would, you know, when my kids were like 2 and 3, like really young, imagine you're on an airplane and you need to bribe them to settle down. I'm basically doing that to myself. I bribe myself. That's what I mean by gamify, is I'm like, all right, if we hit this goal, I'm going to get a new Apple Watch. Which is what Marley and I just decided one of our cookies is after this very specific thing happens, which means I got to hustle hard for the rest of the year to make that happen. But it's exactly what we need in the structure that we got to build to upgrade everything in our business. So we're doing a huge overhaul. So I'm excited about it. Anyway, yeah, I literally bribed myself. And then also, one thing I learned about myself is if what I'm currently working on doesn't feel like play, I will already suck motivating. And if it doesn't feel like play, meaning in some aspect, I mean, work is work, then I'll try and get curious about it. That was one of my tricks in college, is I found a way to become curious about every subject consciously. That's how, one of the ways I started getting A's. If I found general interest in some aspect of the course, even if it was something that I was like, oh, this just sucks, I would find something that was interesting about it. That's why I would move forward with it and learn it. Anyway, hey, I'm all over the place on this last tale of this episode. I just hope it's been helpful. Get back up, get a short distance to learning, and called it just-in-time learning in the past. You learn it just in time. Don't go future learn step 5. You're not there. You're on step 1, you know. And anyway, all right, hopefully you guys enjoy the episode, and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
You guys know the Get Rich Give Back is the slogan of the capitalist pig. Because money doesn't change us, it also amplifies us, right? It's a magnifier of who you really are at your core, which makes it a really good teacher. So, considering everything going on, there's nothing like passively offending whiny, small-brain socialists, and it's very easy to do. Number one, go get your capitalist pig shirt at capitalismswag.com. Number two, put it on. And then number three, watch the face melt off of anyone with what I call tiny brain syndrome and those who hate healthy economies. If you can't tell, I am vehemently against socialism. And it's because the capitalist pig message is a call to remember to use your own willpower to carve your own path, right? It's the ultimate ownership and self-fulfillment. We have a capitalist pig shirts, hats, sweaters, stickers, more. We got tons of stuff in there now. There's never been a time like this in human history where the sickness of entitlement is spreading. I believe in work. I want the grit, right? There's a serious need for all of us to open our mouths and start talking about this more and say that we choose to have choice. We choose the struggle towards the goal, right? Rather than to be coddled and sedated into socialism. Yes, I'm very passionate about this. If this is resonating with you and you believe the same, go get your capitalism swag at capitalismswag.com. I honestly believe that God would rather me be rich than poor, right? I can do more with more money. Money's not evil. It's quite literally cotton. Capitalism fosters personal power and growth. And so I say yes to the grit of all of it. If this is resonating with you, please stand with us, open your mouth more, and go get your swag at capitalismswag.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.